relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Latest episode of the Battle for 1600 for you today with a new co-host. He is the Mountain Man. If you're not watching us on video, you should see him. Grizzly Adams has arrived. The Baron is going a little bit native. Nice beard you're growing there, my friend.
Thanks. It's great to see you. I'm trying to hide the chins, you know what I mean? I think the beard's thinning me out a little bit. I see myself, I like the look. Now,
the question is, it doesn't matter whether you like it. The only thing that matters is what does your boss think? Does she like it?
My friend, in the Jewish community, you have several bosses, right? So my wife's okay with that. But I'm going to see my mom and dad in a couple of days.
Oh.
And, you know, I may have to shave before that because, you know, if mom and dad come, they don't like it, then I'm in trouble. You know, yes, I'm an almost 40-year-old man who's still worried about his mom and dad getting him in trouble.
Love you, mom and dad. You are so young. It reminds me. So I've had this, my little goatee, since 1995.
It looks great.
95 is when I grew it. And now and again, I'll experiment like you will. I'll just let the rest of it grow out. And my wife hates it. The last time I did it, the last photograph I have of me with a full beard was my first day in the White House. I'd grown it out. My wife dreaded it. And it lasted about 2 weeks. And then, boom, it was gone. So we got to check with all our bosses. But
we got to check with the boss.
You got to get back to us. You got to tell us what the big bosses, mom and pop say. Okay, follow this
next
man
week,
right
report
now.
Back.
Follow him at BorisEP on Twitter, Boris_Epstein on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Shall we tell the Baron? Shall we tell him that he got us in trouble? Oh, yes.
I did?
Oh, yes. You dared to exercise your First Amendment rights on our podcast. And as a result, YouTube suspended us for a second time.
What did I say?
You said there were problems with the last election. And that was enough.
That was enough.
Yeah. Some troll somewhere or some algorithm went back to one of these podcasts, one of an older podcast from 3 weeks ago, what have you.
Unbelievable.
And YouTube just summarily, boom, Friday before last, suspended our account. No new videos can be posted. No live streaming. We'll see if they put us back up there tomorrow on Friday. But
just disgusting.
It's thanks to you.
Absolutely.
First time it was Marjorie Taylor Greene who said exactly the same thing. Problems with the last election. Then it was Boris. This is where we are today. This is, you know, cancel culture isn't a figment of anybody's imagination.
No, it's very real.
That's why it's crucially important, guys. It's exploding already. I think we've got a huge number of subscribers, 250,000 close to, on Rumble. Rumble believes in the First Amendment. They don't censor people. It is the video alternative to YouTube. Go there, subscribe today. It's free, uncensored. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA, and you won't miss a thing. So, Baron,
that is so shocking, so disappointing. It's just, this is where we live in this country, and it is so scary. The ability of big companies like YouTube to take content off because of something that the left has been saying about elections forever.
Yeah.
You got to remember, Jamie Raskin, Nancy Pelosi, they've all opposed elections. They've all objected to elections. You know, Nancy Pelosi tweeting in 2017 that the prior election was stolen. the 2016 election, and that was her pushing the Russia hoax as all the left.
Elizabeth Warren complaining about the Dominion voting systems 5 years ago. That was a clip from our latest episode of our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600. If you want all the details, go and subscribe to The Battle for 1600, the only place you can get all the details from me and the Baron.